Chasing the Geography of Clergy Sexual Abuse. The piece serves as the culminating chapter in a series examining the Catholic Church's struggle with the clergy sexual abuse crisis. The article synthesizes data, historical trends, and institutional behaviors to reveal the scale, geography, and opacity of the Church's response. The author begins by situating the crisis within Pope Leo's current challenges, appointing hundreds of bishops, reforming seminaries, and fostering transparency. Despite recent calls for greater attention to victims, skepticism remains about the Church's willingness to confront the root causes of abuse. The piece highlights the forensic nature of his research, forced by the Church's secrecy and lack of public records. The appointment of apostolic administrators, once reserved for geopolitical emergencies, is now a routine response to dioceses affected by abuse, reflecting a shift in institutional priorities. A non-probabilistic sample of 267 administrative appointments from January months spanning 1979 to 2025 shows there is a dramatic increase in such interventions, especially after the Palm Beach crisis in 1998 and the issuance of Pope Francis's Vos Estis Lux Mundi. The frequency of appointments has surged by 800% compared to earlier decades, with nearly half occurring in the last 7 years. This trend seems to be a symptom of a deeper crisis in church governance and a proxy for the true reach of sexual abuse within the institution. The profile of apostolic administrators has evolved from local priests to high-ranking prelates and retired bishops, often tasked with managing troubled dioceses. The data reveals the emergence of an elite group of fixers, some overseeing multiple jurisdictions. The geographical focus of appointments has shifted from regions with entrenched church-state conflicts, China, North Korea, Eastern Europe, to dioceses in the Americas and Europe, now more closely associated with abuse scandals, while also stressing the risk of the current vocational boom in Africa and Asia, often fueled by social instability, and threatened by the ever-present risk of sectarian pathologies that enabled previous cycles of abuse in orders such as the Legion of Christ, the Sodalicium, and many others. The opacity surrounding early resignations and administrative appointments, coupled with euphemistic official records, makes it difficult to ascertain the true scale of the crisis. The Church's preference for internal protection over transparency is evident in its handling of notorious cases, such as those of Bernard Law, Francisco José Cox Unias, and Theodore McCarrick, where public acknowledgement of wrongdoing was delayed or sanitized. The concluding section of the piece is particularly incisive. It emphasizes that behind every statistic and administrative maneuver lies the lived experience of survivors and communities still grappling with trauma. He identifies three critical deficits in the Church's response: reparations, prevention, and transparency. While some countries, the United States, Canada, Australia, Ireland, Germany, France, and Spain, have made progress in reparations, vast regions, especially in Latin America, Africa, and Asia, remain neglected. Prevention efforts have been stymied by institutional resistance to change, and the lack of transparency in disciplinary measures has led to widespread distrust. Then there is the issue of asymmetry in legal resources, with dioceses often defending accused priests vigorously while victims struggle to obtain justice. This imbalance erodes trust and reveals the Church's tendency to prioritize clergy over laypersons. The asymmetry fuels distrust and discredit, threatening the Catholic Church's long-term sustainability. In closing, the piece calls for deep institutional change, genuine reparations for survivors, effective prevention strategies, and full transparency in church processes. Without these reforms, the Catholic Church's credibility and future remain at risk. The new Iron Curtain is not geopolitical but self-imposed, built through the Church's own management of the clergy sexual abuse crisis.